And the latest is the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, if I'm saying it right, barely exists anymore.
Yeah.
The Russian army has practically leveled it.
Oh, man.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
But they say Mariupol is on the brink of falling, but Ukrainian fighters are defying Russian surrender demands.
Yes, I ain't giving up.
Yeah, like we're going to listen to you. Yeah. President Zelensky says Russia wants to destroy the Ukraine's entire Donbass area.
Donbass? I think it's Donbass.
Yeah, I think it's Donbass.
Donbass?
Well, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But he says they're never going to give up.
No, just keep fighting and fighting. To the very last one.
But they're putting up quite a fight.
Yeah, it's true.
And Zelensky's still asking for more and more, equipment to fight these guys.
Yeah.
They certainly haven't shown themselves to have a great army.
Yeah, I mean, even when I was president, I thought they had an army like ours, but apparently not. Russians are stuck in the 1960s, it seems.
Yeah. Suspects are being sought after two were killed in a mass shooting at an Airbnb house party in Pittsburgh.
What? Oh, man.
That's terrible.
Hey, what the heck are you talking about?
I guess somebody rented an Airbnb in Pittsburgh, had a huge party, and someone got upset and whipped out the firearms.
Yeah.
Mass shooting. So two are dead. Eight others were shot. And then five more were injured while running away.
Wow.
So that investigation in Pittsburgh is underway.
A big weekend party. Fun for everybody.
Yeah. Alex Jones, the guy with InfoWars, he keeps getting sued.
Yeah, kind of rightfully so.
Yeah, he's the one who says that the Sandy Hook thing in Connecticut never happened.
Now, that's a moron.
Yeah, I mean, why would anybody listen to him? So he's been getting sued by the parents.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
And now he's filing for bankruptcy.
Out of cash to defend your stupid thoughts? Yeah.
What a clown. Florida has rejected 41% of the new math books that are being sent around to schools. They cite critical race theory among the reasons they don't want these books for the children.
Yeah. How do you put critical race theory into math?
Not sure.
Yeah.
We're just reporting it. Evergreen, the container ship company, is happy. They have a container ship that got stuck in the Chesapeake Bay. It finally got freed.
Yeah.
It had been run aground and been stuck there for a month.
A lot of people not getting their Amazon stuff.
That's right. And Elon Musk's still trying to buy Twitter.
That saga continues.
Yeah.
Now I think they're investigating him and all that.
Well, we'll see how that goes down. And President Biden yesterday hosted the Easter egg roll at the White House.
Wasn't even on Easter.
I bet they did it on Monday after Easter because he and the good doctor wanted to go to Delaware.
Probably.
Something like that. So they had the big Easter egg roll. He rolled some eggs, and Dr. Jill rolled some eggs, and they say everybody had a grand time.
Woohoo!
From the Internet Work Studios at iNet Radio, it's the Mickey Golden Program. With Mickey Golden, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much. Always good to be here.
Well, Professor Fatso Puny. Hey, man, it's a ditty. President Bill Clinton.
Suey, baby, we're doing it. Oh, God. You should have seen Joe roll that egg.
Dr. Fauci with medical advice. Taking the masks off, taking the masks off, taking the masks off. A boy named Sue running the equipment. And now he is Mickey Golden. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. I'm Mickey Gordon. Thank you for being here. And yeah, they're taking the masks off. I guess they said on the airplanes, over with. But if you do go to Kennedy Airport in New York City,
yeah,
you're going to have to wear a mask.
I think same thing for LaGuardia.
It's the other New York airport. But most places, it's over. The airlines even announced it's over.
Yeah.
So there you have it. April 18 today, the state in history. Swinging back to the golden year of 1775.
Yeah, golden year.
The Mickey Gordon program remembers 1775.
Yeah.
On this date, 1775, two lanterns were hung in Boston, Massachusetts, and Paul Revere, William Dawes, and Samuel Prescott rode to warn of the impending arrests of Samuel Adams and John Hancock.
Yeah. British are coming.
Patriots Day.
Yeah.
So it was actually yesterday.
Right, yeah.
1923, Yankee Stadium, the house that Ruth built, was open. 1991, Charlie Kovacs of Seymour, Victoria, Australia, set the world camper speed record by towing his roadster camper at a speed of 126 miles an hour.
Bet those wheels blew off.
Must have. 1999, hockey player Wayne Gretzky's number 99 was retired league-wide in the NHL.
He was a legend.
2001, on this date, a San Francisco man was arrested for a string of bank robberies after he dropped a receipt with his name on it at one bank, left his resume at another bank. Police said the 37-year-old bandit was intoxicated during the robberies.
Had a couple of cocktails, figured we'd go and do some bank robbing. In the meantime, apply for a job.
Yeah. This day, 2003, Scott Peterson, arrested in San Diego for the death of his wife, Lacey, who was 8 months pregnant when she vanished on Christmas Eve.
Took out on a fishing boat.
That was one of those stories that grabbed the nation.
Yeah, certainly did.
2009, on this day, Washington and Lee University in Virginia saw a missing library book get returned to its shelves. The book was stolen by a Union soldier during the Civil War, was overdue by 145 years.
Yeah, wow.
And on this date in 2012, TV legend Dick Clark died following a heart attack in Santa Monica, California.
Oh, man.
And that's our history stuff for today. Easter egg roll was yesterday. Income taxes were due yesterday.
Yeah.
Unless you extended. It's Adult Autism Awareness Day. They had the marathon yesterday. Patriots Day yesterday.
Yeah.
Newspaper Columnist Day, Pinata Day today, and also Animal Crackers Day today.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program from My Dad Radio. Let's do birthdays. Tom Hughes from Victoria, and also Discovery of Witches, 37. Kourtney Kardashian, 43.
Oh, you following?
Yeah, Hill follows the Kardashians every day, man. It's great. Let's see, David Tennant. From Around the World in 80 Days, 51. Eric McCormick from Will and Grace, 59. Conan O'Brien, 59.
Wow.
Jane Leaves from Hot in Cleveland and Frasier, 61. Eric Roberts from Runaway Train and Less Than Perfect.
That's Julia Roberts' brother, right?
Yeah, I think that's right. No, I think you're right. He did a lot years ago, and then he kind of disappeared before his sister became hot. Just didn't see Eric very much. He's 66.
Wow.
Rick Moranis from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Ghostbusters, 69. James Woods, 75.
Wow.
Cindy Pickett, the mom in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, 75 today.
Wow.
Ferris is in his 50s or 60s now. Something like that. Haley Mills, or Haley Mills, from The Parent Trap and Pollyanna. 76 years old today.
Yeah.
And the number for the day is 17. 17 are the hours between road rage incidents in the U.S. that involve shootings.
Whoa. Really, that many?
Lots of road rage out there.
Yeah, I always have to tell Mrs. Fauci, take it easy. Leave the pistol in the glove compartment. You know, he cut us off. There's no reason to go to jail.
Wow. So you guys have a pistol in the car?
Well, you know, figuratively speaking.
So Mrs. Fauci has road rage issues.
Occasionally she gets upset, pounds the dashboard, gives him the finger, things like that.
Do you think you should be telling people about this?
No, actually, you're right. The masks are off. The masks are off.
In 2021, 500 Americans were injured or killed in road rage shootings.
Good God.
Crazy, isn't it? Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. More news headlines coming your way in just a couple. Thanks for joining us today. Listen every day to the Mickey Gordon program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it. News items you may not hear from anywhere else. Probably haven't heard this. Sarah Palin is running for Alaska's lone congressional seat. Apparently she's not that popular.
Well, you know, kind of had enough of her.
Yeah, really. Oh, Sarah. Yeah, she's a nice lady, but geez, you know.
No.
Nice. A study showed that making fruit look good helps kids eat more of it.
All right. So what do you got to do? Polish it up?
I got to clean it and wash it and make it look good, put it in a bowl, and the kids are going to eat it.
Yeah.
A third of pet-owning married women in a study say that their pets are better listeners than their husbands. I bet you Hill would agree with that.
Wow.
Do you guys have any pets right now? Oh, we got a kitty cat, but I'm not supposed to talk about it because Hill doesn't want, you know, the paparazzi coming to the house to take pictures of the kitty cat.
Yeah. Didn't you have socks?
Yeah, we had socks. Socks was great.
Yeah.
43-year-old cruise ship passenger apparently jumped overboard near Florida.
Yeah. Midnight buffet will do that to you.
Yeah. I believe they fished the person out of the water.
Yeah. Searching for him.
I'll show you, honey. I'll jump off.
Yeah.
Research shows that sighing is essential to our health. They say if we didn't sigh, our lungs would fail. And an 11-foot-long hammerhead shark has washed up on a beach in Florida. And was immediately arrested for illegal entry into the U.S.
Right.
So those are some of the headlines you may not have heard about. Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. Now that tax day is over, we'll give you the stats in just a few. iNet Radio's Mickey Gordon. Tax season update. So tax day was Monday. We heard somewhere in California they extended it a day due to, I don't know, computer issues?
The governor hadn't gotten his stuff done yet, so they said, I'll extend it.
He didn't file for an extension.
Guess not.
So they were due yesterday, and lots of people filed their taxes right at the finish line. By the end of March, 91 million returns have been filed, which was 12.2 million fewer than the amount filed the same time last year.
Really? COVID? Yeah, people were busy. COVID.
Roughly 12% of taxpayers submit their tax return the very week the IRS begins accepting them.
Which week is that?
They don't actually say here.
Yeah. We don't know because we do it to the end. And usually we have to file for an extension, you know, lots of donations and things.
Last-minute filers, the 29% of individual tax returns received within 3 weeks of the due date, account for 43 million tax returns.
There you have it.
Then there's the additional 11% who file late with an extension.
Wow.
And they have until, I guess, October 15.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Mickey Gordon program from MyNet Radio. Well, now that tax season is over, we're done with that stuff.
Yeah.
Doodle dogs. Doodle dog update.
A doodle dog?
What the heck's a doodle dog? They are the breeds that are at least part poodle and part another breed. And apparently they are massively popular now.
Yeah. See a lot of doodles. Doodle, doodle, doodle.
If you were to tally up all the golden doodles, labradoodles, Aussie doodles, cockapoos, cavapoos, schnoodles, and woodles.
Yeah, woodles, woodles.
Yeah. Sheepoos and more into a single doodle group.
Yeah, the doodle group. Doodle, doodle, doodle.
That would be the fourth most popular breed of dog insured in the country.
Hi.
You mean people insure their dogs?
Oh, Mrs. Fauci and I, we do. We've got our dogs insured, so.
The doodles are behind only the Labrador Retrievers, Golden Retrievers, French Bulldogs. Well, the only ones behind.
No.
And they've actually supplanted German Shepherds.
Wow.
At number four.
Because there you have it.
Doggy Doodle Update.
Doggy Doodle Update.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. A study conducted by researchers at Indiana University in Bloomington reveals that caffeine is among some 24 compounds that could delay the onset of dementia, which affects millions of Americans annually.
What? Hun?
Did you say something? Drink caffeine, Professor. Oh, I'm happy to do it.
Bill? Oh, Hill and I, we each drink a pot a day. Yeah, we love it.
You know those catalytic converters? Apparently they're worth thousands of dollars, you know, on the car.
Yeah.
Theft of these things in some communities is rampant.
Yeah, rampant.
Police are hosting etching events. On Saturday, the Los Angeles Police Department hosted a free catalytic converter etching.
Free catalytic converter etching.
The goal of this practice is to deter thieves from stealing the converters in the first place. Having the car's vehicle identification number etched into the converter makes it easier to prosecute anyone who's caught with a stolen catalytic converter.
Yeah. Way to go.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. A kindergartner in Michigan, in the town of Livonia, shared a bottle of Jose Cuervo margarita mix with 10% alcohol content with her classmates before a teacher stopped it.
Yeah.
During snack time, the kindergartner shared it with four classmates.
Yeah.
The school said it was handling the situation.
Yeah, probably not intentional. Joey, go get yourself something to drink from the refrigerator.
Yeah. Joey went and grabbed a Jose Cuervo and took it to school.
Good Lord.
Hammered kindergartners. Tell a kid they can't do something and they'll find a way to do it. Like, don't take the Jose Cuervo to school.
And they do it.
As communities have banned books from school libraries, now teens are forming banned book clubs to read and discuss titles no longer available on library shelves. Where can I get a list of this stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre.
If you just tell them they can't do it, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
A Kentucky man with an anxiety disorder asked his employer not to celebrate his birthday because it would trigger a panic attack. When the company, Gravity Diagnostics, ignored Kevin Burling's request and had a surprise lunchtime celebration for him on August 7th, 2019, he got upset.
Yeah.
Days later, he was fired.
What?
On March 31st, A jury awarded him $450,000.
Wow.
The jury found that Burling suffered from adverse employment from an adverse employment action because of his anxiety disability.
Wow. Cash.
Wow. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio, a Brazilian singer-songwriter who goes by the name of Poca, has a health tip for women.
No.
She says, don't be ashamed to pass gas in front of your man.
Oh, baby. Yeah. Hill's already got that info. You know, she rips them, man. Sometimes under the covers.
Yeah. Poca recently revealed that she was sent to the hospital to be treated for trapped gas. Because she didn't want to fart in front of her boyfriend.
Yeah. Just step outside.
On social media, she shared, quote, I woke up at 5:30 a.m. with severe stomach pains.
Oh.
And ended up in the hospital. She says, now I'm fine. It was just an accumulation of trapped farts.
So they had to fart her. You know, however they do that.
Do you know how they fart them?
No. I think they just give them something and it gets released, you know?
She says, quote, girls, don't be ashamed to fart in front of your guy. From now on, I'm letting them rip. Mickey Gordon program for Mind It Radio. We've got Wacky But True coming up next. Thanks for being here with us. Mickey Gordon. Wacky But True. And a story about someone who has nothing to do.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program. So one person, they say, was responsible for 9 in 10 of all complaints about noise from aircraft flying in and out of the Dublin airport last year.
Wow, in Ireland.
Yeah, in Ireland. The complainant logged 12,272 complaints during 2021.
Obviously nothing to do. Well, COVID, you got to, you know, when you're stuck inside, you got to keep yourself occupied, I guess.
It was almost 34 complaints daily.
So what do you do, get on the phone and stuff?
I guess that's what you got to do. Reports from the individual accounted for 90% of complaints received by the airport operator about noise from aircraft taking off and landing at Dublin.
Yeah. They should limit the number of complaints one can put in.
In Swansea, a police helicopter was out searching for a missing person. During the flight, someone pointed a green laser at the helicopter, which is a danger to the pilots because, you know, it could blind them.
Yeah, you're in the dark and that thing hits you. That's it.
Well, you'll be blinded for a short period, right?
Yeah, that's true. Those lasers, that's illegal. So police were able to identify the address from which the laser was being used and passed it along to the ground cops.
Yeah. When they went to the house, they discovered evidence of drug dealing. The drug dealer said he had just purchased the laser and was testing it and did not know it was against the law to point it at aircraft.
Yeah.
It's probably on the box.
Yeah.
A man in Greece assaulted the mayor of a village because of the town's failure to repair a pothole.
Yeah.
The man went to the home of the mayor and punched him in the face when the mayor answered the door.
Mr. Mayor? Yes, can I help you?
Oh.
The man is now in custody. No word on whether or not the pothole has been fixed.
No.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Deputies in Florida and Lake County said a shirtless man broke into a closed restaurant on Thursday and helped himself to some desserts. A security camera showed John Castor burglarizing the Red Wing restaurant. He ate a cobbler dessert out of a pan, stole a lava cake and a large tub of vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
I bet Jack Daniels was involved in that one. In France, two guys escaped from a detention center.
Out the door, yeah.
They fled on foot, but after a while they became tired, so they headed over to a highway where they flagged down a bus for a ride.
Yeah.
Turns out it was an unmarked police bus.
Yeah, police bus.
Unmarked police bus. And they got a free ride back to jail.
Yeah. Who's having a bad day?
That's right. A German couple hid in a furniture store until it closed so they could see if the beds would pass the lovemaking test.
Wow.
They were caught by police after setting off alarms as they ended their four-hour lovemaking session.
Whoa. Talk about having to get up and go.
Did they use a Viagra? Not sure, but they say it was a four-hour lovemaking session. They told police that they were worried about spending so much on a new bed without a full test of the bed.
Yeah.
Officers let them go with a warning about wasting police time, and they hoped the two of them would eat a bowl of Wheaties and get 8 hours of sleep.
Something like that.
Yeah. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. It didn't go so well, did it?
It's a little weak.
Well, next we've got trashy showbiz and celebrity report coming up. Listen every day to the Mickey Golden program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it. Trashy showbiz report and celebrity news.
No.
Well, the box office is in for over the weekend, and the third installment of Fantastic Beasts opened to $43 million, the highest total of the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, normally opening at number one is good news. The opening of The Secrets of Dumbledore was the lowest North American debut of any of the Fantastic Beasts films.
Yeah, if you know them, you love them.
The first in the series, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, started strong with $75 million in 2016, while Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, launched at $62.2 million in 2018.
Yeah. So the latest is only $43
million. Oh, that sucks. Studio's not going to be happy, man. In at number two over the weekend, Sonic Hedgehog, $30 million.
No.
The Lost City, $6.5 million. Everything Everywhere All at Once opened with $6.1 million. And Father Stew, $5.7
million. Yeah. Isn't that the Mark Wahlberg film where he's, you know, a rapper priest or something?
I think that's it. But they only did 5.7. But I don't know. I think that's already open, though. So
yeah, it's just what it did on the weekend.
The Batman has become just the fifth movie release since the end of 2019 to crack the $750 million mark in global box office, and only the third Hollywood production to reach the benchmark.
Wow.
The other four are Spider-Man, No Way Home, No Time to Die, and a couple of Chinese films, which only played in China.
Yeah, so that's
what supplanted them.
Yeah.
Although it's still in theaters, beginning now, actually it just started last night, The Batman is available to stream on HBO Max.
Ooh.
Get excited about that, don't they?
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Amber Heard's close friend, Eve Barlow, was kicked out of the courtroom on Friday during Johnny Depp's defamation trial against the actress.
Wow.
The Pirates of Caribbean actor filed a lawsuit against his ex-wife after she wrote an article for the Washington Post in 2019 calling herself a victim of domestic abuse.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
Yeah, that was kind of a big deal. With the alleged implication that it was Depp who did the domestic abuse.
Right.
Heard is countersuing her former husband for $100 million on the grounds that she did not name Depp in the op-ed.
No, so.
But her close friend, Eve Barlow, was there and I guess got out of control.
Yeah.
Barlow's a British journalist.
She found herself being tossed out of the courtroom when she was caught texting and tweeting during the trial proceedings. And that is a no-no. Vicky Gordon program from iNet Radio. Mysteries of the English language. Coming up next. Mickey Golden from iNet Radio. Mysteries of the English language. Popular sayings that we often use. But where did the phrase come from? Like, by the farm.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that one. Like this guy ran in the street and he bought the farm.
Well, it comes from this. In the early days of aviation, U.S. pilots sometimes suffered fatal crashes into barns. And after a farmer successfully sued the government for damages, the pilot's life had effectively paid for the farm. So the pilot bought the farm.
Yeah.
Rains cats and dogs.
Raining cats and dogs.
The origin of that apparently is that dogs and cats used to hunt on the interconnected rooftops in 16th century London. And powerful downpours would occasionally wash them off the buildings into the street. Thus, it was raining cats and dogs.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Pull the wool over his eyes.
Yeah, he pulled the wool over my eyes.
Apparently, wealthy Brits of the 17th and 18th centuries were fond of wearing woolen wigs.
Yeah.
So thugs and gangs would tug their victims' hairpieces down over their faces so that they could more easily rob them.
Hey, whoopee, why are you moving them?
That's where pulling the wool over his eyes is from.
Yeah.
Red Light District.
Here, baby, want a date?
Oh, yeah. Red Light District. Where does the term come from? In the early days of the railroad trains, caution lights were red-painted oil lamps.
Really?
Railroad workers would carry them around with them between shifts and hang them outside of the brothels that they frequented.
Now, that's where that comes from, Red Light District.
Exactly. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. In a poll about prestigious professions, where in the top five did doctors fall?
Oh, I think it's in the top.
Yeah, I think it's up there. Number two, behind firefighters.
Wow.
The average person eats eggs for breakfast how many times a year?
I got no clue.
Hell and I have them most days. But the average person does them 33 times a year. What percentage of candy sales are impulse buys?
I'm going to say all of them.
Not quite. 55%.
No.
How many hours does it take to mow the White House lawn? Bill?
I never really paid attention. used to send Chelsea out there, get on that snapper, baby.
Yeah.
You know, mow that lawn, honey.
Well, the number of hours it takes to mow the White House lawn, according to this, is 8.
Yeah, so it's full day.
Yep. In 1900, the average woman on Earth produced how many children?
4. I'm going to say 6.
Dr. Fauci is correct.
Yeah. Oh, damn, I was close.
And finally, a little trivia to wrap things up here on the Mickey Gordon program. The average one of these is 105 degrees.
I'm going to say your mask when you've been wearing it for an hour.
You're always on this mask thing.
Mask, mask, man. They're getting rid of the masks.
That's incorrect. Bill?
Average one of these is 105 degrees. My belly button.
Your belly button?
Yeah. You know, when I'm in the shower.
Whoa, you just hit it.
Yeah.
The average one of these is 105 degrees. What is the shower?
Come on, man.
That's it. That's going to do it for us today. Thank you for joining us. May not have been our best, but we tried. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you, Rick Shaw.
You're most welcome.
Professor, make it a good one. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. President Clinton.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. Oh, it's always a pleasure, man. And Hill sends her love. She says to give you a big sloppy wet kiss, but I ain't going to do it. You're kind of ugly.
That's okay. And Dr. Fauci. It's always good to be here. We'll be here tomorrow. I got to go on CNN now. Did I get you, Professor?
It's a diddly toe.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for joining us. Catch you again tomorrow.
That's the Not Quite Famous Mecca Golden Program. Copyright 2022. Internetwork.
iNet Radio.